Welcome to The Sting of Stang, conducted by the William Wallace of the American media. Alan Stang, exposing the propaganda pimps of the prostitute national press, from Rush Limbaugh to the communist broadcasting system, uncovering the conspiracy for world government, its tactics, its purposes, and its players, from George W. Bush, John McCain, and Hussein Obama on down. Now, here is author, patriot, raconteur, and bon vivant, Alan Stang.
And thank you, Dick Fatherly, Billboard Magazine's Personality of the Year. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen, across America, and through the miracle of modern technology, quite literally around the world. This is Alan Stang. And, of course, as we come to you this morning, ladies and gentlemen, we are awaiting the arrival of Hurricane Ike lurking just offshore. And so we're hoping to get through the show if we suddenly disappear in the middle of the show. You know that we are riding a wave in the Gulf of Mexico. Barring that, ladies and gentlemen, let's proceed pretending that we are going to get through. And let's see. You never know who is going to turn out to be a dyke, it turns out. The latest report from Holly Weird. Did you know that Lindsay Lohan turns out to be one of them? Yes, she is shortly going to be married to her girlfriend, it turns out. Their pictures on the front page of the New York Post. Lindsay Lohan sporting a huge heart-shaped diamond ring. And so there you have the latest news from Holly Weird. Meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, here comes a new poll from Rasmussen. A new poll from Rasmussen of 1,000 likely voters. The poll shows that by an incredible margin of 5 to 1, Americans believe that the media are actively trying to elect Senator Hussein president. Now, that is quite a telling finding. 5 to 1. In fact, that poll is the successor to a poll last week, even more revealing. Last week's poll concluded that by a margin of twice that much, 10 to 1, the American people believe the media are trying to hurt Governor Sarah, the Republican vice presidential nominee. And so the enormity of these results tell you that this finding, this observation is so obvious that most of the American people by far believe it. They believe that what we here at the Sting of Stang call the left and right communist media, that it's so obvious what they are doing, it isn't even close. And of course, this recalls, what's his name, Chris Matthews, Hardball is his show. Remember, he said whenever he thinks of Senator Hussein, he gets a thrill up his leg. Can you imagine an adult man admitting something like that? I would think a normal adult man would be very embarrassed to say something like that. Not this pure Chris Matthews. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment with more. Stay with me.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Again, Alan Stang.
So when you consider the American media, ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand you are not talking about normal Americans. You are not talking about another kind of normal American. You are talking quite literally about enemies. Enemies of this country, literal aliens, enemy aliens. This preposterous puke, Chris Matthews would be one of them. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, I know these people. I've covered stories with these people. Remember that I was one of Mike Wallace's original writers. But I have long since atoned for that moral lapse, ladies and gentlemen, I assure you. By the way, I will admit to you, ladies and gentlemen, that when I consider Governor Sarah, I too get a thrill up my leg. To tell you the truth, it starts at the tip of my toes, this thrill. When I see her picture, it starts at the tip of my toes, and then it runs up my leg. It kind of pops at the knee. I notice it pops up the knee. It then continues up my thigh to the point at which the leg meets the rest of my carcass. And then amazingly, it sort of does a loop, this Sarah Thrill, and it travels back down my leg it kerbobbles at the ankle, and then it's quite remarkable, proceeds out the length of my foot back to the tips of my toes. I don't know whether it's a medical condition. Now, by the way, you don't need to worry about that. I communicated all of this to the love priestess, and she says it's no problem. It's all right. So you don't need to start worrying about it. But I thought that in the interest of accuracy here, that I would report that fact to you after talking about degenerate pervert Chris Matthews' revelation about his reaction to Senator Hussein. All right, ladies and gentlemen, to preserve the balance here on the Sting of Staying, as you know, we don't support either side in this preposterous charade that they are calling the national election. And I've been wanting ever since the Republicrud convention shut down to bring you the facts about what happened at that convention. We've talked about the Democrud convention at considerable length. What happened at the Republicrud convention? What I'm going to do here this morning, ladies and gentlemen, is just browse through several reports that come to us from observers who were actually there, who are actually present at the convention. Now, you know that my daughter was there. My daughter was a first alternate delegate. She was the youngest delegate from Texas. Here is a report from D.V. Kidd. Now, D.V. Kidd, as you probably know, is one of the featured columnists for NewsWithViews.com. NewsWithViews.com is where my magazine pieces regularly appear. My take on the Hurricane Sarah factor appeared there yesterday. Well, of course, you can still see it if you go to my archives. You can read it for yourselves, or you can go to my site, AlanStang.com, and read it. D.V. Kidd, known as the red-headed dynamite, is what they call her over at NewsWithViews.com. And I'm just going to browse through a portion of D.V.'s three-part report. You can read her three-part summary. She was there, and you can see what she thought about it. She says Ron Paul delegates were shut out. Ron Paul delegates were shut out. These delegates were actually followed all over the convention by security personnel. They were physically accosted by security dragoons and all their Ron Paul materials confiscated. She says the following is from an alternate delegate I was sitting with and who was being fed a blow-by-blow account of what was happening on the floor. The delegates from Nevada were physically prevented from contacting their delegation chair to formally inform them of their vote and get to the mic. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, ladies' purses were opened and searched. Now listen to this. They searched the ladies' bags, not for possibly dangerous devices. No, searching the ladies' bags for possible Ron Paul material. Any material of that kind that was found, as I just reported to you from D.V. Kidd's News with Views three-part series, was confiscated. During the vote, Delegates for McCain were declared loudly, while Ron Paul delegates were ignored. In some cases, smaller delegations, like Oklahoma and Washington, Ron Paul votes were deliberately whispered into the mic, so the lady on the stage did not hear and didn't record them. Some of the state chairs on the floor lied, outright lied about votes. In the end, my friend said the best way to describe what went on was organized crime. In my piece, entitled Hurricane Sarah Hits Senator Juan McCain, in my piece I describe it as a Hitler rally in English. The Republican convention was a Hitler rally in English. Some of you younger folks may not remember this, but in the olden times, back in the previous century, the nominees for the party were actually decided at the convention. Can you believe that? You know, that was supposed to be the purpose of the convention. It wasn't supposed to be a coronation. It was not supposed to be a sanctification, a beatification. The purpose of the convention was to nominate the nominees. That's where that happened. No more. Now, of course, all of that is decided in advance in the back rooms, and then the nominee chosen at the top is coronated or beatified at the convention. DV goes on. She says, it is difficult to get the final numbers because of the cheating and threats to switch votes that went on. The alleged final count was 2 delegates for Flip Romney, 5 for Ron Paul, and the rest to Juan McCain. However, there appears to be about 200 missing votes. My source, now this is DB Kidd talking, remember, my source says, according to an individual who sits on the RNC Committee for Arrangement, his count came up with about 210 delegates for Ron Paul, and the Campaign for Liberty came up with 215 delegates for Ron Paul. If only five votes were cast by delegates for Ron Paul on the floor, where are the rest of them? Delegates are looking into this, says DV. I'm sure I'll have more hard data soon. So what you derive from all of this, ladies and gentlemen, is that the Republic crud lifers, the McCrud lifers there to nominate El Senador Juan McCrud, they were terrified of the possibility that Dr. Paul's name would even be mentioned. They were terrified that any mention of his name might set off some kind of demonstration, apparently, among sufficient delegates and alternates at the convention to make an impression. Again, this is that we've been browsing through the report by DV Kidd, three-part report you will find at newswithviews.com. Again, the way I put it, the Republican National Convention was not really a political convention. It was a Hitler rally conducted in English. This is what we are talking about. Now, of course, there's much more here from the report by DV and by other commentators, and we're going to be taking a look at what they have to say in just a few moments. So there is much more. Stay with me. We'll be back in just a moment.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Here again, Alan Stang.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, we're looking at the recently concluded Republicrud National Convention. We're looking at the three-part series in News with Views by correspondent D.V. Kidd, who was there on behalf of NewsWithViews.com. And she continues, she says, buses, each with an armed law enforcement official, took us from the hotel to the convention center each day. Upon arrival, you go through two levels of electronic security, like the airport. Once you arrive on the convention floor, they have security guards every 10 feet facing the rows of delegates. Delegates were not allowed to speak throughout the convention. Periodically, the security guards... Listen to this. Periodically, the security guards would tell the delegates to rise and cheer. The security guards would tell the delegates to rise and cheer. Now, why would that be? Well, that's because I assume the delegates were too stupid to know themselves that they needed to rise and cheer. Or maybe their brains had been scooped out in during the security entry process, and they now were Republicrud zombies, lifers. And so they needed to be guided in that regard. I know this is hard to believe, ladies and gentlemen. I'm simply passing along to you what D.V. Kidd, eyewitness observer, saw. Prior to the convention, delegates were told no banners or signs would be allowed. She says several sources told News with Views. No banners or signs at a political convention? Do I understand correctly? Yes. Why? They were terrified that that a banner or sign might be hoisted above the heads of the delegates bearing the name, the hated name, the most hated name of Dr. Ron Paul. At opening of the convention floor was flooded with McCain banners. Oh, so there were banners, but they were McCain banners. At different times, there was a large contingent of men with McCain baseball caps at the entranceway, out of sight, at the entrance to the aisles. When former Democrat Joe Lieberman or one of the other McCain celebrities were introduced, the young men with red baseball caps were released and sent down the aisles to cheers and then returned to the back of the convention floor to await the next cue to fill the aisle and make it appear that the convention floor was filled. So if any of you out there are somewhat doubtful of my description of all of this as a Hitler rally conducted in English, maybe you want to reconsider your doubt. Apparently, that is what we are talking about. Several delegates complained that anything proposed by Representative Ron Paul or his staff was not included in the list of platform resolutions. In addition, no Ron Paul delegate was allowed to serve on either the platform committee or the Rules Committee. No delegate or alternate had an opportunity to read the rules because they were not made available until the start of the convention. Can you believe this? I think you can. The rules promulgated by the Rules Committee were not made available to the delegates until the convention began. This recalls the Patriot Act, which you remember Dr. Paul reported the members of Congress were not allowed to read. 342 pages of the Patriot Act, the most important legislation, perhaps among the most important legislation since the founding of the nation, and the members of Congress were not allowed to read it. And by the way, 342 pages, that proves that it had been written long before 9/11, correct? They didn't write 342 pages of legislation in just the literal hours, a couple of days between the 9/11 attack and the vote in the Congress. It had already been written before 9/11. It was waiting for an excuse to ram through. And they did that by not allowing the members of Congress to read the legislation they were voting on. Here at the Republicrud Convention, the delegates are not allowed to see the rules that are going to govern the convention they are participating in until the convention begins. But of course, that didn't make any difference because remember, you're dealing with zombies here, with Republicrud lifers. Let's take another break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with much more in just a few moments. Stay with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Here again, Alan Stang.
And here, ladies and gentlemen, is a report from a lady in Maryland. A lady in Maryland about her experience using Eagle Research's Guardian, the instrument that I tell you about every day over these microphones, the frequency balancing machine instrument designed and marketed by Eagle Research. It's called the Guardian. Here's a lady in Maryland, and she says in April 1980, I discovered several lumps in my left breast. I also had pain that was radiating down my left arm. Having three small children under the age of four, and having recently lost my cousin, I panicked. I saw my gynecologist within several days. He sent me to the radiologist the same day. The radiologist took 22 x-rays, called the gynecologist, told him I had cancer of the left breast and left arm to the elbow. I was referred to a surgeon, saw me the next day. She wound up at the breast clinic in Johns Hopkins Hospital, famous hospital in Baltimore. examined by an oncologist, a surgeon, and a breast liaison specialist, all together, the three of them. She says, when they were done examining me, they decided to confer in the hallway. Little did they know that the door was ajar, so I got off the examining table and listened to the discussion about my body. This is what each had to say. She says, the oncologist said this. She does not have cancer. There would be discoloration of the skin, and that is not the case. The surgeon said, we need to operate right now. We need to remove those tumors immediately. The breast liaison specialist said, I don't know what she has. I have never seen anything like this before. So she continues, they collectively agreed to send me back to the surgeon in Annapolis. A woman in my church had a daughter who was a nurse working with a doctor at Mount Sinai in New York, conducting a study on the effects of vitamin E and breast tumors. Her daughter told me to take mega doses of E. The lumps started to shrink. I returned to the surgeon in Annapolis. He stated he did not know what I had but wanted to see me in 6 months. 6 months later, I showed up for my appointment with the surgeon, only to discover that he, the surgeon, had died on the operating table 2 days prior to a reaction to anesthetic. She says, for 26 years, I had the lumps. About 15 years ago, I decided not to get any more mammograms because they would cause the lumps to act up with pain for weeks. Also, the medical profession would state I had breast cancer with each mammogram taken. Yes, those mammograms, ladies, you know, they can be not only painful but dangerous. In December 2006, the lumps started to enlarge. I had some pain. It was then I was introduced to The Guardian. Somebody in church told her about it. I started using The Guardian immediately for a month. Since I did not have any pockets on my clothing, I would place the vials in my bra. In January 2007, I noticed that the lumps were gone. I mean gone. To this date, they have not returned. I only used The Guardian 1 month. I am grateful for The Guardian and the wonderful inventor of the imprinter. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the experience of one lady using The Guardian. Of course, this does not at all prove that if you have a similar condition, it doesn't prove that The Guardian would help you. The only way to know is to try it for 30 days and see whether it does anything. If it doesn't, of course, you return it and get your money back, which is a somewhat better deal than your doctor offers. If you'd like to know more about what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, simply go to my site, my website, alanstang.com, alanstang.com. Click on health at the right side of the page. You'll see a wealth of printed material, of information about the Eagle technology. And then if you would like to know more about it, why, simply call 281-333-3467. That number, again, is only for information about the Eagle technology, 281-333-3467. If there's no answer, leave a message. It could mean that I am riding a wave out in the Gulf of Mexico after Hurricane Ike. Again, the number, 281-333-3467, if you'd like to get more information about what I'm talking about. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Back to the Republicrud National Convention. We're going through DV Kids' three-part report at News with Views. At newswithviews.com, she was an accredited correspondent there. Remember, for newswithviews.com. And she says, thus, the opportunity to offer floor amendments. She's quoting a Maine delegate, a delegate from Maine. He says, thus the opportunity to offer floor amendments was impossible. As a Ron Paul delegate, I was made to feel like a turd in a punch bowl. May have something to do with the large Ron Paul button I was wearing and my refusal to stand amidst all the cheering for folks like Joe Lieberman. When asked by the Maine delegation whip if I would vote for John McCain, I told him I would be voting for Ron Paul. His reply was that the Maine delegation would not announce 20 votes for John McCain and one for Ron Paul. Rather, they would just announce 20 votes for McCain. Apparently, he felt that uttering Ron Paul's name would be giving Ron Paul too much publicity. So just to state the fact that Ron Paul got one vote, one delegate vote in Maine, would have been giving him too much publicity. More than one delegate shared the view that control over the delegate's speech and movements, along with the ever-present police, seemed somewhat intimidating, said a political strategist Mike Baker. The blackout of Congressman Paul was so intense that only a few of the state delegations dared to utter his name when it came time to count the votes. The idea was to create the impression that the convention was unanimous in favor of Senator McCrud. Today at the Republican National Convention, as the Ron Paul delegates were taking a picture in front of the Model White House inside the convention center, they were surrounded by Secret Service, which proceeded to search the bags of all the delegates. They took any and everything related to Ron Paul, including signs, buttons, videos, Slim Jims, cards, even books. So, wait a minute. Let's look at this again. The Ron Paul delegates to the Republican convention, they are taking a picture inside the convention center. The Secret Service surrounds them. Now, the Secret Service is the federal agency responsible for protecting the president and the vice president. Isn't that correct? And here they are confiscating material about Dr. Paul, signs, buttons, videos, at a political convention. Alternate delegate Dennis Rothiker from Florida. He says, we were done taking the picture when Secret Service started walking into the room and surrounded us. There were about 30 of them. When they searched my bags, they took my Ron Paul sign and turned a deaf ear to my complaints. They just walked away. Delegate Ron Paul from Fairbanks, Alaska, added that as he was walking into the convention center today with about 15 Revolution Manifesto books, 20 DVDs for delegates, 20 Ron Paul buttons, and a handful of other things, we were stopped by security, which called on an obviously important higher-up who directed all the materials to be confiscated. She told him, and I quote, you can't bring that in here. This is McCain territory. These are delegates elected to the convention, elected to vote for Ron Paul. Dennis, Ron, and the other delegates report being openly followed by Secret Service. He says that they had been monitored from the beginning of the convention, but that now they are being shadowed constantly. There are also reports of delegates being approached by security and told that they will be summarily thrown out if they leave their assigned chair. They say they got this on video. Ron Paul delegates report that they have been shadowed by Secret Service since the beginning of the convention at the Excel Center. Following the confiscation of their political materials, they are now being surveilled openly with an agent assigned to each delegate. When one of the delegates asked if they could retrieve their property after the convention, they were told no. For their safety, the Ron Paul delegation have decided to stick together as a group while approaching the media with their story. McCain delegates at large have approached Ron Paul delegates throughout the day in attempts to separate them from their all-important delegate credentials. Adam Weigel, delegate from Minnesota, reports he has been approached at least five times by other Republican delegates supporting McCain Palin, who asked him to borrow his pass to go to the bathroom. Nathan Hansen, Minnesota delegate and attorney, suspects this is an organized effort by the GOP establishment. You need media credentials? You needed media credentials at the convention to go to the bathroom? What the heck was happening there? By the way, ladies and gentlemen, remember, I have attended many national political conventions. The first one I ever attended as an accredited correspondent was in 1968, the Democrat National Convention, 1968. That was my first convention. Since then, I've attended many Republican and Democrat national conventions. You do not need credentials, extra credentials, to go to the bathroom. Several Republicans attending the convention reported to Daily Newscaster mass confiscation of bumper stickers, literature, and paper signs, such as calling the GOP back to its roots. No mention of Ron Paul, just calling the GOP back to its roots. That's subversive. The neocons are using extreme measures to put country first. Remember this, the country first signs. The neocons hounded Republican delegates known to support the conservative principles of Ron Paul. Delegates for Ron Paul kept silent. If they dare approach one of the microphones, it is turned off. Any attempt to discuss Ron Paul results in a threat of removal from the convention floor. No one heard the U.S. House member from Texas receive two of Oklahoma's votes. Microphone cut off Wednesday night before U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe of Tulsa could announce the Oklahoma delegation's vote. So this happened, apparently, ladies and gentlemen, throughout the states, all of the delegations. They refused to announce the Ron Paul vote. Frustrated, a delegate named Demarest and his wife ripped the Oklahoma patches off their blue blazers and said they were done with Oklahoma's Republican delegation. They will not sit, they said, with the Oklahoma delegates during tonight's convention. They plan to walk around the convention and talk with other delegates. And so they did not count all the votes. They said that Senator Inhofe was not to blame. They shut off the microphones. No no one else's votes were counted. We're talking about a so-called political convention. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is supposed to be a convention. Again, I believe I am not exaggerating when I say that we're talking about a Hitler rally conducted in English. That's what this is all about. Let's take a call, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to the Sunshine State, Florida. George, you're on the air with Alan Stang.
I'd say good morning, Alan.
Good morning to you, George.
You know, the thing is, ever since the Patriot Act...
Hey, George, I'm going to have to ask you to hold on. There's a hard break coming up, as you hear. Stay with us. We'll come straight back to you, George. Stay with us for much more, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? The world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Here again, Alan Stang.
And let's go straight back to George in Florida. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, I have to say, ever since the Patriot Act, we had what they call trickle-down tyranny, all the way from the top down to the locals.
Trickle-down tyranny, yes, a good way of putting it.
Yes. My friend Greg, he's a Republican, but he's as an independent, he's running for county sheriff. And he went to a sort of like a whole, at the Hilton watching the convention on a big screen to watch John McCain lie to the nation. And he had the invitation and everything, the invite and everything, made reservations, and he was approached by Congressman Bill Young's wife. He says, "Why are you running for sheriff?" And he says, "I'm tired of the corrupt sheriff's department. I'm retired of the corrupt prosecutors and all that stuff." And he got arrested for trespassing when he was invited and all that stuff. And they couldn't hold him in jail, and they put him in a mental institution for 4 days. And this is the kind of stuff that's happening nationwide for people challenging the corrupt system.
So you're talking again about a Hitlerite system. This is what we have in our country today, ladies and gentlemen. You notice the media, the so-called mainstream media, don't discuss any of this. You have to listen to me and to my colleagues to hear what's really happening in this country. That's why we are here. Hey, George, thanks for that report, that horrifying report.
I'll email you the news articles.
Please do that, George. Love to read it. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling. Good call from George in Florida. Well, yes, this is a typical example of what is happening in our country, ladies and gentlemen. You run for office, you wind up in a mental institution if you do not agree. Here's what Bob Chapman says, international forecaster, something you have to read if you want to know what's happening, especially in the economy. He says the Gestapo is arresting 100 people a day. 137 people have been charged with conspiracy to riot. This is just before the convention. Not only were marchers targeted, but independent journalists and photographers were as well. This is in connection with the Republicrat National Convention. Establishment media, the communist media, were allowed to move in and out of police lines. All the charges against those arrested were backed by testimony of unidentified people. Cops raided many groups, and among them, those who monitor police conduct. Police detained activists, seized computers, cameras, political literature, anything that wasn't nailed down. This was terror and intimidation, says Bob Chapman, to conduct fear under pseudo-legal justification. For mass arrests for conspiracy to commit riot, the same thing that happened at the Democrat National Convention, no difference whatsoever. Again, you're talking about a Hitler rally conducted in English. That was the main difference. So you're not talking about the America that we knew even just a few years ago, ladies and gentlemen. You're talking about a totally different animal. What Sarah Palin was brought in to do was to quench the stench. She was brought in to quench the stench. So far, that has succeeded. Will it last until the election? Thanks for being with us, ladies and gentlemen. That's another edition of The Sting of Staying. Be with us Monday. Same time, same place. Until then, remember, as always, arm yourselves.
Gold has been.